Unit A, mobile.
For YR Mobile, Anderson, South Carolina.
For YR. KN4VWA, how you doing, Jimmy?
Oh, we're doing great, doing great. Down here at, looking at some boats, pontoon boats at Captain Dave's, and fixing to head back to Greenville, but I'm just amazed the coverage this repeater's got on it. It's
Lake Hartwell.
Phil? Yeah, we're down here on Lake Hartwell. We're fixing to head back, but my fiance, she's got a pontoon boat and a couple of jet skis, and we had to come down here today and check on them. Give me your name, and I apologize. I apologize.
Steve, Sierra Tango Echo Victor Echo, and I'm the one that put Dave on you.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, though, Steve. Me and Dave, we've been kind of communicating there for two or three times, and even on the telephone, and he's pretty knowledgeable, extremely knowledgeable, and I enjoy talking with him, and hopefully I helped him out on a couple things, but he's a really nice person to talk with.
He's a good fella. He's a good fella. I hope he didn't hear what we just said about him. Oh, me. Well, so, have you found anybody to climb the tower yet? I tried to raise somebody on the 6 meter. I haven't been able to raise anybody yet, and I've heard a lot of fellas talking about getting over there.
So, Steve, I've got to get back up there, and I tell you what I'm looking for, and I don't have one now, but I've had them all, you know, for years and years and years. I need to, do you know if anybody's got a spectrum analyzer service monitored?
I'm thinking, but not right off of the bat, I don't know anybody's got one. There's one guy, Gary, W4EEY, he might have one. I can check with him and see what he says, and, yeah, now that's a rack-mounted device that you leave in place where you can access it, right?
It's just a piece of testing equipment that you check sensitivity on a receiver. Also, you can tune duplexers with it. It comes in, you know, like it's according to if it's an IFR machine. You know, it just comes in a regular carrying case, get it out and turn it on, but it's really complicated. It's a complicated piece of testing equipment. I had one, and I sold it back about 4 years ago when my wife passed away, and I never repurchased one, but I had a IFR 1200, and then I had a Motorola. What it is, what I'm getting after is this. Who tunes this repeater? Actually, I need to know the guy who tunes this repeater, and maybe he could help me out. And the reason I'm saying it, my repeater needs to, I need to set the sensitivity on it. It's not receiving like I want it to. And I need to borrow a spectrum analyzer, or I need to, or should I say service monitor. Do you know the guy who works on this repeater?
Things 146.610 can be answered by Dave, W4DJW. Give him a call. You have his number.
I've got his number. I need to run that by him. I definitely need to run that by him because I need somebody to go up with me, and because you know, that testing equipment is very expensive, and a lot of people don't, they won't loan them out, and you can't blame them. But, you know, if he wanted to go with me, we could go up there. And I want to retune my receiver and get the sensitivity better on it.
And you had mentioned going on up the tower, too. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll give Gary a call, W4EEY, and see what he says. And Dave is probably going to put you on to a fellow named Johnny, who is also part of this repeater's administration. And between the three, I think we might be able to come up with a piece of equipment that you're needing. So let me call Gary right now. And are you going to be on this repeater for a little while?
Minutes, because me and my fiance, we're going back to Greenville, and we'll be traveling. So yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I'd like to get with somebody that's got a service monitor that can go up with me and help me retune my receiver, make it, because right now it's not doing too good. The sensitivity on it is not that good. I need to retune it.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to go ahead and get off to the side and let you see if you can call in some other people. And I'll go ahead and make that call, see if I can get a hold of Gary. So I'll be back. I'll hit you back here probably in the next 15 minutes or so.
Really appreciate you guys. I really do. Appreciate the help and the concern. I just want to try to get that repeater the best it can be. You know, I want to get it the best it can be. It's a fine repeater. It's a GE Master 2. But it just needs a little tuning, a little tweaking on it. Okay, 73s will be mobile here for the next 30 minutes. N4YR, mobile clear.
K4WA, clear.